Well, Coach, kind of talking here, you guys 11 games into the season, and just kind of where you see your team at this point of the season before Christmas.
Can I excuse last night?
Definitely excuse last night.
I'm like our team. We're just, started the year with – basically a whole new varsity roster, and lack of experience, I guess, would be the word. I like the way we've grown. We compete. We did it last night. And luckily, like I told them, it's just one night out of 30. One bad night doesn't define your season. Luckily, we got a few practices here before we play again. But I love the way we competed. Maybe dropped a few that we could have won versus a good St. Elmo team. Not saying we should have won, but we definitely had our chances, and at Vandalia as well. But we've also won a few close games as well. So like I said, I love our kids, love our team. I think we're going to continue to grow and get better. I think we're going to be better in January than we are now, and hopefully better in February. We just, struggle to score at times, pretty evident last night. But for the most part, pleased with our effort. Like I said, we got a couple practices here before we play next week, and a competitive tournament over at Dietrich, and I think we can compete well in and finish 2023 strong.
Yeah, and talking about the offensive side, Coach, and I know that has been a struggle, just kind of still figuring that out, figuring out who's going to kind of be the player or two to step up offensively for you.
Yeah, there's no doubt, we struggle to put the ball in the hoop, and, at times miss a few easy layups or, don't convert at the free throw line, which makes it a little tougher and puts all the more stress. I love the way we've played defense. The majority of the time, it just puts a little extra stress on that end of the floor when, you're struggling to get above 40 offensively. But I feel like we're getting there. We just have to continue to, execute better, stepping up from the JV level to the varsity level. Why, most people might not think it's a big change. It is the energy, the step up in general, I guess.
Yeah, the speed of the game is a big factor.
And
the fact that people are preparing for you now, that's a big difference,
right?
Too.
Right, absolutely. It's what people come to watch, and just the speed of the game, and every mistake, is magnified a little bit more. You can get away with a little bit more, at the younger levels, and just the speed of the game and doing things sharp every single night. And like I said, I love our kids. We're going to get there. We're just not there yet. And luckily it's December 22nd and not February 22nd. So.
Exactly. And, Coach, like you talked about, when you're not scoring a lot, like you said, it puts a little bit more effort on the defensive end and puts a little more focus on there. It also puts focus on taking care of the basketball. That becomes even bigger, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Those were two things we struggled with last night. As disappointed I was offensively, I was just as disappointed defensively. Gave them some easy buckets and turned the ball over way too much. And, it was just things that unforced turn. You're going to turn the basketball over. Just the unforced silly ones that we have to cut out. And, part of that comes with, playing at the varsity level now and just timing and execution, little things, little minor details that, I think we have complete control over and that are, to me, can be easy fixes for us. We just had to put a little bit more attention to detail on those things.
And like you said, I mean, this was a group coming into the season with the guys you lost last year and the guys from the year before. I mean, this was a group that experience-wise, this was going to take a little bit of time.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, we've done some really nice things, don't get me wrong. But, you know, we're competing and growing every game. A little setback last night, obviously. But, you know, I think we're on the right path. Our kids have, you know, great effort, you know, enjoyable to be around, enjoyable to coach. We just got to, you know, learn from our mistakes a little bit and keep trying to get better every day.
And it's one of those things too, Coach. I think you guys have had a run of success here for a few years in a row. And I think as a group, the kids look at that and say, hey, we want to keep this going too.
Right, absolutely. You know, you don't want to be the group that, you know, let it down. We've had, you know, several good seasons in a row. We just got to have somebody step up and, you know, take charge offensively a little bit and keep playing defense like we're capable. And I think we'll get it figured out.
Coach, you talked about the Dietrich Holiday Tournament, very nice competitive tournament down there. It's some people that you see on a regular basis, but also some new faces down there, especially in your side of the bracket.
Yeah, absolutely. Kind of excited not to have to play Dietrich in our pool and CHBC, who we've seen already and we'll see again. Maybe a couple more times. Yeah, you know, Red Hill, Grayville, Sullivan, three teams we don't play. So three competitive teams. You know, Red Hill's improved a bunch from last year, basically have everybody back. And Sullivan's had a great start to the year and Grayville as well, and they have everybody back, and they have a kid who's averaged about 30 last year and right around there again as well and been putting up some numbers. So be a great test for us, you know, four games in a short amount of time. So, you know, no time to rest, and we're going to find out a lot next week and see how we respond from last night.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, your double day, you talk about not having much time to rest. You don't have much time at all that day.
No, you know, that's how it's been over there the last 2 years. And, I don't know. As a player, you know, you get done and sit a game and play again. Maybe that's better than sitting around all day. I don't know. But, yeah, it makes it tough. But everybody kind of has to do it. So, you know, everybody's playing the same amount of games and the same amount of days. So, like I said, it's going to test us a little bit and we're going to learn a lot and hopefully can continue to improve and get better.
It's one of those adjustments on the fly. There's no practice time or anything like that. You just got to kind of figure it out as you go.
Right. And, you know, with Christmas Eve and Christmas falling on a Sunday and a Monday and, practicing today and tomorrow, you know, to hopefully, you know, make some adjustments from last night and get better. And, yeah, you know, so two days of no practice and going right into four games in 3 days. But, you know, everybody's doing it. So look forward to see where we're at after next week.
I know you don't like a game like last night. Definitely don't like it at all. But focus-wise, I would think it would be pretty good for practice today.
I would hope so. you know, like, we went down there 2 years ago and struggled as well, and that gym hasn't treated us very well. But we bounced back pretty well from it 2 years ago. And, you know, like I said, I love our kids, and hopefully I can get their attention a little bit and put us back on the right path.